And welcome into the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. This is our very first show. Very excited about this on this Saturday morning. The station is being compensated for this program and being brought to you by StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. So we have a cast of four other people in the room. Carla Smith is with us. She is the executive director for Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. Carla, welcome in.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And since this is our first show, a lot of people would know this program by another name.
That's true. We have been Reno County Communities That Care for about 13 years. So we're going through a big change.
All right. So the new name, Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. Let's introduce the other three in the room. Lisa Orison. She is a program coordinator extraordinaire. And good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, John.
Yep, appreciate your time. Just give us a little bit of a background on what you do as program coordinator.
As program coordinator for Rise Up Reno, I train and screen all volunteers that go into USD 308. I place mentors in the schools with students, and I facilitate the Reno County Suicide Prevention Coalition.
Okay, all very important things. Angie Mahoney is also with us. She's also a program coordinator. Angie, tell us about your role.
Okay, so as my role, I do the strengthening families program 10 to 14. And what that is a family program where you bring in your kids that are age 10 to 14 and you learn some different skills and learn how what your kids are going through and what the parents are going through and how to connect the dots. And I also work on the opioid epidemic piece here in the community.
Again, more important things as well. Dave Sotelo also is a program coordinator. Dave, welcome in. Tell us about your role.
Glad to be here. So I work with the high school students and the middle school students. We have a program of a little bit over 100 kids working in our community on prevention initiatives that are youth-led. And we're always really excited to have our youth lead our prevention efforts.
I've also been told that, did you actually go to seminary?
I did go to seminary.
Are you a pastor?
I am not. Actually left seminary after 2 years of being in the religious studies.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, appreciate that from all of you. And we'll get back to all the specialty things that the three of you do. But I want to get back to Carla Smith again, who's the executive director for Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. Again, formerly Communities That Care. So, Carla, and we certainly have had you on the station before in the early morning segments. So tell us what the whole basically program is and does. And then we're going to get into some into the weeds and really talk about some of the programs here.
Sure. Sounds great. We are a prevention network. Just like they've all said, we do prevention programs. All of our programs are geared towards our community, towards things that are evident and based on research from our community. We find what domains, I'm not using any of the right words here.
You're okay.
We find what domains, areas that we could improve on to help our kids to have a better future. So the things that we look at are whether or not they're connected to the community, if they're involved in activities, if they're connected with family, involved in school. Those are the types of things that are going to help them to be more productive in their future.
So obviously prevention is in the name here.
Exactly.
So dig into that a little bit for us here. Tell us the core, I mean, the mission. I'm assuming it's so kids don't ever start smoking, vaping, doing pot, taking opioids, drinking, all of these things. You're trying to prevent that. Would that be
exactly
it in essence?
Yes. In essence, that's exactly it. We want to protect them, put the factors around them that are going to help them to be shielded from making those choices in the first place. Prevention really is about getting them ready to face those obstacles, which they're all going to face. They're all going to have opportunities to make bad choices. We all did and still do. And so after they do that, if they're ready, if they're prepared, they're better suited to make the right choice, then they're going to do well in life. And we want to give them those tools to have.
So this is the first show. The intent is to get a little feedback, in essence, a town hall.
Exactly.
And so how do people reach out to this show? Maybe during the week, if they want to ask a question, get a question on air. What's the best way to do that?
You can find us on Facebook. We're still under Reno County Communities That Care. Our website is riseupreno.org. And, of course, you can find us to contact us through USD 308 or in the school district. You can find us anywhere. I feel like we're every place.
Well, and it's important. And, again, Communities That Care, it's still active out there in several things, and just call the school district, and that's not a problem. Let's bring, I want to bring Lisa back in. So Lisa, tell us again, you're all three of you, Lisa, Angie, and Dave are all program coordinators. So Lisa, tell us again your expertise and then kind of talk about what all that means for the program and Rise Up Reno.
So when one of the things that I do is place volunteers in the school with youth. Usually it's K through six. We do have some one-to-one mentors at the middle schools, and we have a mentor who has been with a student since grade school who is now in the high school.
Okay, stop right there. So a mentor, I think we all know what that means. So somebody older who's helping somebody younger in most cases. So what does that mean? How does one become a mentor? What's the program? Do we have to be background checked? Are we taking these kids out for lunch? Are we taking them home? Do we, what do we do with them?
Sure. So to be a mentor, there is a training that you have to go through. We have trainings once a month. There is a background check. After you attend the training, we do the background screening. Once all of that is clear, then you are contacted by us saying, hey, congratulations, you have done everything you need to do. Let's see where your talents are. Let's see what you're interested in. Let's see what your personality is like so we can match you up to a youth in the community, you know, that has requested a mentor.
So for people who heard what you just said and may think, well, that sounds like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, or some other organization, it's not the same.
Because no, it
is not.
Because
I think you're dealing with these kids in a school setting, is that right?
That is correct. Okay. We are school-based mentoring. So everything you do with that student is during the school day, at the school, during school hours. So it's not a community thing where you can take that student out to eat or take them on a trip over the weekend or anything like that. You only spend time with that kiddo at the school during the school day.
And I think you have a few other things that you do. Do you want to mention those as well?
Sure. So we also have a Read With Me program where we go in and listen to students read, or we may be fortunate enough to read to kindergartners, which is a lot of fun. And we also do like a lunch buddy program where you can go and have lunch with a student that may be sitting all by themselves at lunch. So there's lots of different options as far as being a mentor. All of them help the kids feel connected to their school, which in essence is prevention.
Sure.
A child with a mentor is 50% more likely to graduate high school and go on to secondary education.
Now, does it matter if somebody has two parents or one parent or they're a foster kid, or is this available to anybody in any socioeconomic circumstance?
It is available to anyone in USD 308.
So how does somebody become a mentor? You'd mentioned kind of what they have to go through, but is there a phone number to call?
There sure
website,
is.
Website, things like that?
You can go to the website, the Rise Up Reno website. You can call our office at 620-615-4018, and I would be glad to tell you when the next training date is.
Good. And also, so that's in the 308 basically building, right?
Yes, it is.
Right mm-hmm. off Plum Street?
That's right. 1520 North Plum.
With the new parking lot out front.
Very nice parking lot.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Lisa. Let's bring in Angie Mahoney and also a program coordinator. Don't worry, Dave Sotelo. We're going to get to you as well. So Angie, kind of tell us about your expertise. Get a little deeper into what you do as well.
Okay. So like I said before, I do the Strengthening Families program. And what I do with that is we just recently trained facilitators so that we can start the program. And we currently have a class going. It's a 7-week course, and it's you bring your whole family. We have childcare for kiddos that are not quite 10 years old yet. And we do dinner, and then the parents have a session, the youth have a session, and then we bring them together at the end for a family session. And so they get to know a lot about each other, things that we don't typically talk about around the dinner table, like different stresses that parents have or youth have, and we get to kind of learn about each other and how to communicate those.
Anything else in that job or in your role?
I also...
By the way, that sounds like a lot, actually, so...
I also do a lot of work with the opioid epidemic, and that's just been a huge thing, not so much for the students right now, but for maybe parents or grandparents. And so if we can get these other prevention measures in place, hopefully it will not become a problem for our students.
Well, one tip, and I do enough interviews similar to this on that topic anyway, that for heaven's sakes, keep that medication either locked up or out of sight or out of mind and just take the temptation away, right?
Yes, just get rid of it. And we do have several Dropbox locations here in Hutch, and those are at the clinic, at Ashcraft Pharmacy, and Walgreens.
So all unused prescriptions, especially the addictive ones, yes. Get them down there. No questions asked, drop it in and you're done.
Yes.
Dave Sotelo, again, program coordinator, why don't you get a little deeper into exactly what you do with the Rise Up Reno?
Yeah, so I'm really excited. I actually just started recently in September, so I'm getting to get to know all the youth. Carla was formerly the program coordinator for what I'm doing now, and now she has stepped as executive director. I get to follow in her footsteps. It's actually one of the youth when I was in high school myself, so it's pretty involved with the programs that we have, and I was really excited to come back to the community and work on prevention.
So you're a Hutch High grad.
I am a Hutch
High grad. Okay, so you know this program.
Yeah, I went through it when I was in high school, and one of my favorite things is that prevention for all of us is working with what the community needs and bringing in those programs for the community. So a lot of what I do is sitting down with the youth and letting them know what our data is. So students in our schools take a survey once a year, 6th, 8th, 10th, and 12th grade every spring. And this survey asks questions about what's going on in their lives. So in regards to substance abuse, in regards to mental health, their community domain, their family domain. And we get to figure out what are some of the protective factors that our kids have to help them stay away from drug and alcohol, and what are some of those risk factors that we have in our community as well.
Now, is this survey done by the school system, or is this a Rise Up Reno Prevention Network survey?
So we help facilitate that survey, but it's given to all their students in their classrooms through our school systems here. And I believe all of our school districts in Reno County take that survey.
So is it done anonymously?
It is done anonymously. The students take some time out of their class day to take that survey, and we don't know who's taking that survey, and it's sent to, I'm trying to remember the name of the company, Greenbush. They analyze all this data, and then we get to see what are some of the needs. So a lot of times prevention seems a little unclear of what it's trying to prevent, but all of that we do is based on what the needs of our community are. And my favorite thing is that once we take a look at those needs, the youth come up with initiatives that are research-based to implement in with their own peers in their classrooms and in their schools, in their community.
Again, this is the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. This is a Saturday program, 10:05 to 10:30 on Saturdays here on KWBW Radio. We're visiting with Carla Smith, Lisa Orison, Angie Mahoney, Dave Sotelo, about the program. This is the launch of the program. Hopefully it's going to be a long-term thing, Carla. Carla Smith is the executive director, but this is for all of you. So let's just start talking here impromptu and say what you need to say here. Carla, for folks who want to be involved in this program from a student level to a parent level to a mentor level, and I want the four of you to share maybe some experiences as to the impact that this program has, not only as Rise Up Reno Prevention Network, but as Communities That Care. You've changed the name. We want to help launch that. This is really the launch of that. But what all this program has done and helped this community and helped these kids. And Carla, just give us some general thoughts here, or give us some very specific thoughts, whatever you think.
We're very easy to get a hold of. Like you said, we're located at USD 308. So our phone numbers are through them. It's 615-4018. We're also online, so of course you can email us, find our website. We're easy to get a hold of.
And if people listening right now have a question or a comment,
we want to hear your questions. We would like this program to be somewhat of a town hall meeting, a way that we can communicate with you. You can ask us questions. Like Dave said, we have lots of data. We have lots of information. A lot of times the community doesn't get to see that. They have no idea. The kids have no idea how all of that survey that they spend all of that time on turns out and what we find out. It's very interesting. We can compare it to schools, counties to state. The whole state takes the survey. And I believe almost all of the United States takes a survey that's very similar.
And in future shows, you guys are all going to have, depending on the guest, some pretty deep and interesting facts, and frankly, right. some that will scare the you know what out of you.
Possibly, yes.
And that's kind of the intent here. This right. These are very serious issues with preventing some of these bad things that are happening, not only in Hutchinson and Reno County, but around the country.
Right,
frankly,
exactly.
around the world.
Right, exactly. And we do get a lot of information from what other people are doing around the country who are fighting the same epidemics and the same situations. And the biggest thing right now, I think, that we're seeing in the schools is the vaping situation. And so that's something that we're working with people all over the country to really talk about it and try to find out what they're doing. Some people have put alarms and sensors, and some people are trying to find out if dogs can smell it and get devices from kids that way. And instead of having to reinvent those things that everybody is trying to come up with a solution, we can find out what other people are doing, what other school districts are working on. And we can help, you know, just kind of aim some direction on what's working and what's not working. And actually, I will tell you a bit of good news. Like you said, there's going to be some scary stuff, but a bit of good news is that the vaping incidents lately have been down. The number of kids who are getting caught and getting tickets has been a little bit lower over the last month than it has been before. So
well, that's good.
Maybe I hear from some kids that it's kind of a big deal to have like a smash your vape kind of video. So they're like making these videos and putting them on TikTok or wherever and smashing them or blowing them up or running over them or whatever. And that's kind of a big trend right now.
Hey, I quit video.
I like
you should
it.
Too.
I yeah, like
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. Exactly.
So Lisa, Angie, Dave, why don't you talk about maybe some of your experiences and interaction with students? Look, just recently, I think there was an 18-year-old kid that had to have a double lung transplant because he was vaping. And I don't think he'd been vaping that long, maybe less than a year. So why don't the three of you just kind of talk about what the kids are saying, maybe what the parents are saying. Dave, let's start with you.
Yeah, so one of the cool things that our kids work on is resist chapter. So we have one of our students that's heavily involved in the state. She got involved through us with a resist chapter. And their main goal is to help students in Kansas quit tobacco or prevent the usage of tobacco. And she has been heavily involved in our state coalition to do that. So recently she was in the chapter that put together a conference for the state of Kansas on tobacco prevention. And that's just one thing that we do. It's cool that there's four of us in our office and we all work on prevention, but it would be impossible for us to accomplish the great thing. So I work with the youth. So I have 100 and some kids. Lisa has all these volunteers who are working on prevention every day. Angie works on a task force that involves law enforcement, health professionals, correction professionals, and members that just care about the community. And I think that's one of the most tangible things is looking this network, right? We are RISAB Prevention Network is a network in our community doing the work with us. And that's what makes prevention successful when we are networked in our community through our mentors, through our community members, through our students bringing change.
Absolutely. So Lisa, Angie, any similar stories or what about stigmas or, hey, somebody got caught, you know, Carla just said, you know, these destroying the vape devices are becoming a good thing. But what about as far as, hey, they got caught and they got expelled for a day or saw them in the back of a cop car. I mean, do you guys hear any of these types of stories? Go ahead.
I really don't hear that many of those types of stories. Dave probably does because he's working with the high school students. One thing that I love about Dave working with the high school students is they come and do presentations to the elementary school students. And those elementary students really look up to a high school student and they're listening to what they're telling them, you know, and if they are sending a good message and if they're being good role models, that's helping prevent those grade school students from ever starting.
That's a great impact. It does mean some a little different, Angie, hearing it from a high school, you know, say sophomore or junior, than a parent.
Absolutely.
Whole different attitude.
They're more likely to listen to the high school student than any parent figure.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. Carl, I notice you're taking some really good notes over there. What types of things am I missing here?
Actually, I'm just writing down this contact info. I wanted to make sure that I had our Facebook right. Our Facebook is Reno County Communities That Care, the whole long sentence. That's our Facebook. You can find us there. You can put questions there. We will be back next week, so we want to make sure that if you have questions for us, we can get those gathered up. And we want to bring experts that can come and answer those questions as well.
And you will be bringing experts.
Like they said, right. We are a network. We have a lot of people that we work with, a lot of agencies in town that we work with, a lot of agencies that use the same data we do that would love to share more information with you. So we want to get them in here. So we are Reno County Communities That Care on Facebook. Our website is riseupreno.org.
Mm-hmm.
And our phone number is 615-404-8.
And this is, yeah,
4018.
Say that one more time.
615-4018.
Okay, and this is the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. So are you going to change the Communities That Care to Rise Up Reno Prevention Network?
Yes, that's okay. So exciting. Yes, that's coming right away. There's going to be a thing next Saturday, not this Saturday, but the next Saturday, where we're going to have a reception after the parade, and it'll be at Wool Market on Main Street. That's 420 North Main, and we will be showing a video, just kicking off our new name. We're going to have a lot of homemade cookies and I think hot cider. It's going to be a lot of fun, so you should definitely come to that. And at that point, everything should be changed over to Rise Up Reno Prevention Network.
Okay, so you didn't ask me to talk about this, but you do the funding for these programs, a lot of it comes from grants.
It does.
Government, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But you do take donations.
Of course.
So if somebody wants to, and I'll let the other three of you talk, you know, you three would not have a job, I suppose, unless a lot of people came together and gave. I have no idea what you make, but I assume you are not doing it for the money. It's not like you're making $100,000 a year.
We right? are a nonprofit, so you are correct. Yeah, we are not doing it for the money.
You're doing it because you care, and that's
right.
Really, in essence, what it's all about. But, Carly, if somebody wants to give to the cause, look, this may be a long-term radio program, but for now it's going to be 5 shows.
Right.
So it may end after 5 shows. We hope it goes on. But to help the cause, how do they give to Rise Up Reno Prevention Network?
You can contact us at any of those connections, and we have a donate button on our Facebook and on our website as well. Of course, you can call us. You can give me your credit card number. I'll take care of that for you, whatever you want to buy.
All that's secure.
Yeah, that's real secure if you do that. Anyway, yeah, we're always glad to hear from you. And we need donations of all kinds. We need donations of, you know, things that kids need and supplies and pizza. You have to have pizza if you have teenagers.
Go buy some gift cards to these pizza places.
Right. We could definitely use gift cards. But of course, we want money to keep the keep all of the employees employed and everybody going where they need to go. So we do a lot of activities to keep them busy.
That's good. We have about 2.5 minutes left. So one of the four of you, just maybe what's on your heart, we want to tell people out there to be involved in the program if you can't do it monetarily. Dave, let's start with you. Just maybe get involved. If you don't think you have the skills to be a volunteer, tell us we're wrong. We do have
a
skill that can help.
Certainly, we welcome anyone who's interested in joining us, whether that's through the volunteer program or maybe if you want to, a lot of times when there are big crises happening in our country, we feel like we're hopeless and powerless, that we can't do anything about it. But we want to invite you and let you know that you can join our network and that you can make a difference in our community. If you're interested as a parent, as an educator, as a healthcare professional, you can take some action and join us through our coalitions that we have in our community to take some action, because it can be hard. Some of the effects that drugs and alcohol have in our community, visually, those can be hard things to see. But we want to make sure that people know that you can take action. You can do something about it. And we're here to lead that effort.
Angie, that was well said. You want to add to that?
Dave stole my line, but you can make a difference. It just takes one person to change one person's life. So show up and we will figure out your skills and where we can put you.
And you just said something very powerful, and most people don't get this, but if you show up, that is 90% of success.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you know nothing about the topic, just showing up means you care.
That's
and
right.
And you guys can do a lot with that.
Yes.
Yeah. Lisa, your final thoughts?
Well, you've heard of It Takes a Village. So my thought is this community is our village. So rise up, Reno, and let's do something about the issues that we're having in our community.
And we're going to end this show with Carla. So real quick, You want questions, you want comments. If somebody has maybe a topic they want you to cover, the next four shows are going to be a lot about numbers and statistics and experts. This is the introductory show. How do we reach you?
Thank you. Thank you for reaching our introductory show. Be sure and check us out on our website, riseupreno.org. Check out our Facebook, Reno County Communities That Care. That'll get you to all our other social media. You're welcome to call us. And we will have experts about, I believe, vaping and possibly underage drinking on our next show. And we want to continue to go from there and talk about just what's on your heart and what's on your mind and what you want to see different for our kids.
Carla, Lisa, Angie, and Dave, thanks for your time on this initial show. Appreciate you coming in, and we'll talk to you all in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And we also appreciate you listening to the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. We'll see you back here next week.